Hi, I'm Ted Zoller, and you're tuned into On the Heels of Innovation, a podcast powered by the Entrepreneurs Genome Project at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. How is it that some people are successful in pushing their ideas further and faster than the rest of the world? What characteristics do they share? Which skills did they work to hone? And what lessons have they uncovered through each step forward and back that can inspire you to accelerate your own ideas for a business or venture? This podcast will explore the perspectives, insights, and journeys of innovators and entrepreneurs who combine creative thinking and perseverance to go beyond the expected. On the Heels of Innovation is powered by the Entrepreneurs Genome Project, which is a research initiative that I lead with my students in the Entrepreneurs Lab class at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, revealing the DNA that makes up successful entrepreneurs.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast On the Heels of Innovation, NextGen. And I'm your host, Akib Khan. On NextGen, I sit down with college students who are blazing their own path in entrepreneurship. On this episode, I sit down with Alex Brandwine. Alex is a second-year MBA student at UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, an Adams apprentice, and founder of Brandwine Bagels. Like many entrepreneurs, Alex found that the pandemic required a quick pivot to support his business and the community. Find out how Brandwine's shift to a pre-order, pickup, and delivery model gave his business a way to use fresh, New York-style bagels to bring the local Chapel Hill community together at a time when people had to stay apart. How did Brandwine use an entrepreneurial mindset and meet rapidly emerging business need? How did he work creatively to make his business part of a shared community experience? And beyond great food, what are the key ingredients Brandwine thinks all food entrepreneurs have to serve up to be successful now and in the future?
Yeah, so before we start, can you please introduce yourself, Alex?
Sure. My name is Alex Brandwine, and I'm the founder of Brandwine's Bagels.
Cool. So can you please give us a quick pitch about Brandwine Bagels and how it got started?
Sure. So Brandwine's Bagels aims to provide authentic, freshly made, locally sourced New York-style bagels. So that's boil and baked in a really fun, welcoming gathering place for the community. That's what Brandwine's Bagels is all about. Is when I came to Chapel Hill, and I'm originally from New York, I couldn't believe that there wasn't that local New York style bagel shop on Franklin Street. And I, through a number of different ins and outs through my time here, and I'm a second year MBA at the business school at UNC, slowly but surely we developed Brandwine's Bagels. So freshly rolled, all hand rolled, all made fresh daily, New York style bagels.
Yeah, that's very interesting that you bring up like how Franklin Street never had like a bagel joint or shop. We have so many like pizza shops in Franklin Street, but not anything that does with bagels or anything. So that's really interesting to hear. So you have your background in real estate after you did your undergrad from University of Wisconsin-Madison. How did you get into bagels?
So as a New Yorker, I grew up on bagels every single day. I think I probably ate at least one, if not two, which is not good for you at all. Every single day I was taking them for lunch and eating them at home. It just became part of like the fabric of my upbringing and throughout my life after that. And what was funny about just through the craziness of the days and at home and everything, just there's something about that brown paper bag when it comes in, when you or in my case, my parents would come home and dump that bag on the table. And it just was this nice moment of calm on a Saturday morning after all the running around, me and my two sisters, and just sitting around and eating bagels. And that sort of moment of just happiness was something that just stuck with me. And when I went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison for undergrad, they had a bagel shop there called Gotham Bagels. And it was that same sort of experience for me. And when I got to Chapel Hill, I lived in Chicago and I lived in Manhattan for another 7 years after undergrad. But when I got here, I just couldn't believe it didn't exist just like you. And so I'm sitting there thinking, how is this possible? It worked in Madison, Wisconsin, of all places. And I'd seen the success at other, smaller, less bagel popular towns and thought there could be something here.
So that's really cool to hear that how bagels was this comfort food that brought this warm environment for you. So like right now we're going through this very challenging times where we cannot gather around restaurants and food places. Where it's been known where food creates this community. So you're working very diligently and have this mission-driven company in Brandwine Bagels, where you are trying to give top quality bagels to the community. So what are you doing right now to help the people in this surrounding community?
Sure. So you hit the nail on the head. I mean, food is about community. Food is love. Like, it brings everyone together. And so during this time, it's funny, we weren't planning to do anything really. We had done our last pop-up on February 22nd, and it sort of made the decision, let's put a pin in that. Let's really focus on the permanent location and focus on building that out so that we can open up this summer and be ready to go. And when everything sort of hit, we started to think about where can we be involved and how can we be a part of this. And people started reaching out too and looking for different food options and looking for that bagel place that they could do it in a safe manner to either pick up their bagels or have them delivered. And so I actually reached out to the health department and asked them what we can do. Will this work? Can we do a pickup and delivery solution? And does that make sense? So I worked a lot with them. I worked with the head of the downtown partnership, Matt Gladick, and also discussed with him what we were thinking. And so this sort of natural solution all came together where we discovered Saturdays are for bagels. And each week we take pre-orders for bagels as much as we can take. And that's a little bit over 1,000 bagels. And we are doing drop-offs or pickups at our location at 505 West Rosemary Street. Everything's outside the building. Everything is a cashless transaction. So we send you the invoice beforehand, and we keep as much distance as possible for you to just come and grab your bagels. And it's been an incredible opportunity to have the chance to do that, and for something that people were genuinely excited about. I couldn't believe it. I remember joking with my mom when we decided to sort of set this up, and we were sort of, you know, thinking about, you know, maybe we'll do 200 bagels or 300 bagels as sort of a nice thing, which definitely, you know, even of itself feels worthwhile. But when the orders started coming in and we were at, you know, over 900, wow, within the first 4 or 5 hours, I couldn't believe it. And the same thing happened this week, first week of April too. And so it's been really, really incredible to be able to provide for the community in that way and for people to be genuinely excited about it. The other thing that we've done, and I thought was important, and you mentioned about being part of the community, is I feel really lucky to do this, is we've been donating a few times a week to the hospitals at UNC. And that feels really lucky to be in a position where we can create something where there was genuine excitement when we rolled in at 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning with bagels and cream cheese.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for doing that for the local community. So I just have to ask the process. So how exactly are the bagels being made right now?
Sure. So it's myself and we have one employee right now, Sean, and he and I roll all the bagels the day before, and everything's made fresh. We're using Lindley Mill flour, which is right down the road, and everything's made there. We put in the refrigerator overnight, and we'll come in depending on how many bagels we need to make. And so for the Saturdays or for bagels, we're coming in around 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning to boil and bake every single bagel, have it prepackaged, ready to go in your bag. And all the cream cheese sort of prepared the same way, mm-hmm, so that when you come by on Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, everything's instantaneous, ready to go.
Wow. So let me get this straight. So you're working at 1 a.m. at night, starting to do all these preparations.
Yes. It takes about 6 or 7 hours on Saturday. So today's Thursday, the 2nd, tomorrow morning around after we drop off bagels at the hospital, we're doing sort of a joint event with Purple Bowl. And after we do that, we will get to the kitchen, and from 7 a.m. to probably 2 or 3 p.m., we will be rolling all the bagels out for Saturday, and we'll clean ourselves up. We'll rest a little bit in the afternoon, and at 12 o'clock, my alarm clock will go off in the morning, and we'll head over to the kitchen and start baking.
Well, that's a lot to balance with your MBA coursework and then maintaining physical distance and then working on Brandwine Bagels. So I just have to ask, like, what is this, like, the inner value? What is the inner value that makes you wake up at 1 a.m. and be like, yes, I need to go and make these bagels for the community. And one thing I do want to point out to all the audience members as well is at the grocery stores, whenever I went, there's a lot of the bagel aisle, bagel bread aisle is completely empty. So there's also this value you're providing to the community in giving this fresh made bread and bagels for people to buy.
That's awesome. Thank you, Akif. It's funny. So the hard work and the energy, I mean, that's always been there throughout my life. And 8 years in investment banking and private equity and working those 100 hours per week was something I was used to. But to redirect that in something that feels just so worthwhile. So the running mantra for Brandwine's Bagels over this time has been work worth doing. And that's a quote that goes back to Teddy Roosevelt, one of my heroes, that said one of the most valuable things that life has to offer is to work hard at work worth doing. And for me, the chance to sort of be a part of a community, to interact with people every day. And bagels are a simple ingredient. There's nothing too, you know, magical about it. It's five ingredients that we put together, a simple product, and it's five ingredients that we put together. But if it can make your day just a little bit better, and I can play a small role in that, that means everything for me. And so going an inch wide and a mile deep in a place that I've come to love, and the people here from my fellow students at UNC, to the professors, advisors, to all the other small business owners and locals in Chapel Hill, I feel really lucky to be a part of it. And that fills me up completely to wake up at 12 in the morning and hope to make the best product we can for everyone.
Well, work worth doing. Fantastic. So can you tell me some of the stories that you have been hearing from your customers and the healthcare workers that you have been giving bagels to? What are some stories that you can share about how they're reacting to it?
It's been amazing. I didn't know what the feedback was going to be like when we got to the hospital, and we're driving up, Sean and I, and we've got bagels in the back, and we've got our gloves ready, and everything's been sanitized, and we're ready to go. And we see two hospital workers standing outside, and they sort of give us a look, and they're getting ready, getting their masks on again and their gloves on, because, you know, who knows who's rolling up, even though we had sort of let them know we were coming. And we sort of roll down the windows and say, hey, we're Brandwine's Bagels. We're dropping off bagels for you guys. And then the mood just immediately shifted, and they were so happy. They yelled out, oh, these are the bagel guys. They're coming. And they told another person, they're like, go right ahead. And we set up, and it was amazing. There was almost like a Congo line forming that sort of kept following us from the moment we walked in through the emergency room to get to their break room where we set up the bagels and cream cheese. And they were just so appreciative, thanking us. And I couldn't even imagine that. This is something I have no background in sort of these processes. And so to have that for them to say thank you to us when we're saying thank you to them, they're the ones, they're the real heroes through this entire process of that we're going through right now and dealing with this virus. And for them to be grateful for us, I was completely humbled because I was so thankful for them. And this was, anyway, it was really, really cool to have that experience.
Sure. Let's talk about entrepreneurs. It's a very tough time. A lot of people have been saying that ventures have been slowing down and providing funding and everything else. So what advice do you have for student entrepreneurs who are going through this time right now? So what feeling challenged on their venture due to lost revenue, interruption to supply chain, what are some strategies you put in place for yourself, both for your business and individual well-being, going back to mental health and everything else, to navigate this current situation?
Totally. So from a business side, and yeah, everyone's dealing with different situations. And to be honest, we are doing okay. I would love to say that there's this locked in strategy, but we're doing the best we can. And fortunately, given the timing of Brandwine's Bagels and the fact that we didn't plan to open up our permanent location till later, we've been fortunately a bit shielded from everything that's going on. But The strategies that I've been sort of taking on at this moment have been, first, to be knowledgeable, to learn as much as you can about what the federal and state government is offering and putting out there for small businesses, and having a good understanding what the Small Business Association is offering is critical. And so that allows us to sort of learn and make decisions from there. And we're sort of taking everything one step at a time. In terms of our business, we're trying to be flexible. Saturdays are for the bagels wasn't something planned, but trying to adapt to the current market environment. And maybe, and who knows what the world's going to look like come the summer when we plan to open up permanently. And so having the flexibility in terms of our offerings, what our menu offers, and that it adapts to the current environment and not being rigid in terms of what we had planned, I think is really important. I've seen great things from even companies like Top of the Hill Distillery, and seeing Scott Maitland, who's one of my mentors through the Launch Chapel Hill program, and seeing their adjustment to using what they have at their distillery to create hand sanitizer is one of those things of an entrepreneur being light on his or her feet and sort of adapting to the time. So those are some things that we're doing on the business side. We're trying to be out there, let people know that we're doing it, we're active, and we hopefully can be a solution in some form during this time. And it's a difficult thing to balance, quite honestly, because people that are staying inside and staying and separating are doing a great job, and like that is a great thing too. So balancing active participation and maybe inactive by staying at home is something that we're trying to find the right balance for.
Perfect. So just to quickly summarize, in the business side, be knowledgeable, be flexible, and be of service. And just going back to when you said about being knowledgeable, there is a lot of grants and funding that are being available to small business owners. And one resource is Innovate Carolina. Their website, innovate.unc.edu, has a whole web page dedicated to like small grants that are being available to entrepreneurs and small business owners. So if any of the listeners wants to check that out, that would be the perfect place to go to.
One other thing I'd say, I keep sorry to interrupt you, is just is in this moment, and I've spoken to a lot of other small businesses too, and so while I'm the newbie here, just to reflect what I've learned is a doubling down in your business, that this is sort of that moment where, you know, you may have been successful or may have had a nice run, but this is sort of the moment to sort of check yourself and see, you know, where, what else can we do? What has worked before? What has made your company great? And really put an extra effort with yourself, with your employees, with your product, and sort of focus on what's made that company successful. Because I think now's the time where you really need to lock in and focus on what makes your company great.
Right. And I think one silver lining of this moment has been a lot of entrepreneurs have been pivoting to like different ways that works. A lot of people have gone virtual and doing for restaurant. I have seen a lot of people who are going curbside pickups, doing Uber Eats and all these online deliveries that they never did before. So it's been really good to see like people finding other avenues to get their product out to the customers.
Totally. It's hard to see my head nodding, but I completely agree.
Yeah, and I just wanted to ask, like, so you were in the restaurant business. So, like, what have you been seeing out there? If you wanted to, like, just give a quick overview for our listeners.
I think you hit on them, actually. It's all sorts of creativity. It deals with all the online delivery services, whether it's Uber Eats or DoorDash, et cetera, and creating ways to support them. I think it's been amazing how the downtown Chapel Hill partnership has reached out and created other ways of sort of promoting the business. Chapelboro.com has done a great job of promoting who else is out there, who is active, and how do those processes work. WCHL.com and the radio has done a great job too. And so there are opportunities out there to support small businesses. And you hit on all of them, basically, that there are ways to support them. Gift cards is another thing that small businesses are doing as a way to sort of, if they're not open today, that when they hopefully do reopen, that money helps a lot, because supporting rent, supporting your employees, all sorts of other overhead is very challenging for a lot of small businesses today.
Okay, that's some great insights to share. Thank you so much for sharing that. So a more general question here. So for student entrepreneurs who are interested in the food industry space, let's say a food truck, a small catering business, a physical store, like a brick and mortar, what advice or feedback do you have as they start to think about starting their on their own venture?
So I can only speak from my experience, and I'm definitely someone that's a little bit more risk averse. I believe strongly that in terms of food, I don't believe in the philosophy, if you build it, they will come. I think that a food concept has to happen organically, particularly in this market. I think food and restaurant experiences are oftentimes even more about food than the food itself. It's about, yes, your food has to be awesome and has to taste great, and there has to be in a menu that is a void that's not being filled particularly well in the market that you're aiming for. And then beyond that, there has to be an experience, a feeling, something else beyond just the food, in my opinion, that resonates with people. And so for me, my advice is to get experience, whatever that means in terms of food. I was new to the food world, and so I got a job over the summer working at a bagel shop just to see what it was like to be at a bagel shop. Did I like that experience? Did I like waking up at 4 a.m. and staring at a 500 degree oven for 8 hours a day? And I did. I loved it. I loved coming around the corner and yelling out hot bagels. I mean, that for me filled me up. And so that's one piece of advice. But as you work through it, identify if there's a problem. Is there something missing in the market? And so for me, I asked myself three questions. One, is there demand for bagels in this market? Two, how do you actually execute this? How do I actually go from, hey, I want to make bagels, to I'm going to open up this shop and I know how to build the right team with the right equipment, with the right operations, et cetera, to actually run it? And then the third question I asked was, and I think it's fair to ask for any entrepreneurs, will this make money? What is the profits and losses of this business model that I've put together? Will the revenue support the life that you want to create for yourself? And will you be able to sell this product and pay your employees and provide them with a good financial situation and manage all the other costs that come along with it? So those are my first three ways of starting it. And then sort of as I was answering those questions, I'm testing my concept out. And in the sort of technical Ted Zoller world, it's putting together a minimum viable product, but he's right on. And in just living it out, you're testing it. You're giving your bagels away. You're doing pop-ups, putting it out on a website, creating an Instagram, sharing photos of it. And you're just getting into the dough and putting it out there. I'm of the belief that the more you talk about it, the more that dream, that idea that you sort of have sneaking in you when you wake up in the morning and when you're thinking about it in the shower, the more you talk about it, the more feedback you get. People want to help you. And the more you sort of move the ball forward, the more people continue to match with you. And there's this amazing balance of, hey, we did this and now we're doing this. And you keep telling people about you're growing it and they'll match you and say, wow, Alex, have you thought about this? Or I have a friend that can do that. And it continues to grow from there. From a personal level, I'd say be prepared to work really, 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 really hard. It's a constant amount of ups and downs of just the most amazing experiences and little victories along the way, to constantly putting out fires. And it's funny, even in my whole job in investment banking, I bought fake firefighter hats for everyone for fire drills. And I should wish I had grabbed a few, because we definitely have those every single day. But you're learning. And if you're not open to learning something new and learning how to start a business, form an LLC, create a website, deal with a lot of burnt bagels, that sort of flexibility and being vulnerable to make mistakes, I think is a huge, huge part of it. Anyway, that was a lot, but hopefully something there was helpful.
No, those are all like golden nuggets. Wow, that was fantastic. So just to sum it up, from your perspective, it is there demand? How do you actually execute it? Will this make money? And fourth is, be a constant, active, lifelong learner in this process.
And don't be afraid to share your idea. I know I felt a little bit self-conscious talking about making a bagel shop. And the more I talked about it, though, it actually helped my own confidence. And I'll admit there's all sorts of inner fears and self-doubt and et cetera. But having the support of people that are knowledgeable and thoughtful and can help build that concept for you, I feel like ends up working even better for you in the end.
Fantastic. So this question I have to ask. So in this uncertainty, you were, as an entrepreneur, you were the team leader, you were the leader of the HR, you have multiple hats you put on. And going back to being a leader and seeing your team through this uncertain times, how are you communicating there's light at the end of the tunnel? How are you taking them forward?
Yeah. So my philosophy has always been to be as transparent as possible with the team. I want to do the best I can to show calm and poise, but I also want to be honest with them that I don't have, you know, the magic eight ball of what's going to happen. And so the best thing I can do is show them that I'm on top of it, that I'm honest with them about what's happening. At this point, I can assure my one employee that his job is completely safe, that at this moment in time, we are still planning to open up this summer, and we're doing the best we can to manage through this. And so my hope is that by being transparent, by showing him my work effort, my, you know, the values of Brandwine's Bagels, by being part of the community and showing that there's a larger purpose to what we do here, besides just making bagels, that hopefully inspires them to sort of take that on themselves, take on that burden of what Brandwine's Bagels is all about. And so it's a doubling down of remembering who we are and what and why we exist, and reassuring them that we have a purpose here and that we can get through it, but also being real with them and saying, we're going to take this one step at a time, one day at a time, and hopefully we'll all get through this, but I'm never going to sugarcoat where we're at, because this is tough.
Perfect. Being transparent and sobering in times like this is very important. So thank you for sharing that. And so is there anything else you'd want to talk about? Is there something I didn't ask you that you want to cover?
No, I really appreciate your questions. I'm humbled that you even asked us to be interviewed for today. So thank you so much. And everyone out there, please stay safe. Look out for one another in whatever way that means. It really, really means a lot. And being part of whatever community you're part of is special and worthwhile.
So what are next for Brandwine Bagels? So the Saturdays Are for Bagels is going on, and what else should the listeners know just to stay updated?
Sure. So we're going to do Brandwine's Bagels for the next few weeks, and then hopefully we start construction and can renovate the existing space at 505 West Rosemary Street. And so I'd say go to brandwinesbagels.com if you're interested, and you can sign up for a newsletter, and we'll send you a very infrequent updates on what's going on. You can always follow us on Instagram or Facebook. But the real thing to look forward for is our opening date. And hopefully that'll happen sometime in July and August. And we hope to see you there.
All right, perfect. So thank you so much, Alex, for doing this wonderful interview. And I do want to make sure everyone knows this has been done over Zoom. We are not doing it in person. We're maintaining physical distance.
Well said.
Yeah, thanks for doing everything you are doing for the community through having these Saturdays Are for Bagels, because it is very much needed for the community just to have this balance of normalcy. And thank you so much for taking all these bagels to the healthcare workers who are having such a hard time dealing with everything right now. So yeah, thank you for everything.
The same goes to you, Akib. I mean, making this podcast, putting it out there and gaining awareness, that's hats off to you too. So thank you.
Thanks. All right. This was Alex Brandwine, Brandwine Bagels. Thank you so much, Alex.